Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College, together building Houston's workforce, by Amegy Bank, the A Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
The Texans start slow but finish with a flourish, and they pick up win number one of 2016 with their home victory in week one over the Chicago Bears. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Texans Huddle, where we've got all the highlights and much, much more throughout this show. But the first game of the season, a pretty darn good one for rookie Will Fuller, who has 100-plus yards receiving, as well as running back Lamar Miller, who also had 100 yards on the ground. But it was the very first start as a Texan for quarterback Brock Osweiler. And it was a successful one. Let's take a look at the happy highlights in the Texans Rewind.
Today is a day we've been waiting for a long time. A new era begins for the Texans. A new quarterback, a host of new weapons, and a strong appetite for their greatest campaign ever. The season begins today. Brock calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Osweiler pocket collapsing. He escapes. Osweiler on the move across the 50. Still going 45, 40. Osweiler rolls down at the 37-yard line. First down run, Brock Osweiler. Langford back in. Cutler shotgun. Here's the snap. Here's the pressure. Cutler goes down. Whitney Merciless with the sack. His first of the year. And it comes at a good time on third down as Houston will get the ball back. First down at the Bears' 23-yard line. Brock under center, one back Miller. Osweiler to throw, left side of the end zone. Watts Hopkins, DeAndre with the catch, and DeAndre with the touchdown! 23-yard TD pass to put the Texans in front of Chicago.
It was a great ball. We kind of did some film study. Thought we would have that play, and, you know, we did what we practiced.
Cutler in the gun. Here's the snap. Cutler with time. Throws to the end zone and caught. Touchdown, Eddie Royal.
It wasn't like it was a deal where we weren't doing anything on either side of the ball. I thought we were moving the ball. I think we had the ball for 18 minutes and 36 seconds in the first half. So, you know, something was going right. But we do need to finish better in the first half. Defensively, we have to finish the half better. And same thing offensively, we have to finish the half better. So these are all things that we need to work on, and it's really good to be able to work on those with a win, you know, with a win. So there'll be a good vibe in here this week, and we need to get back to work.
On second and five, here's Cutler with a mini boot, stepping and throwing downfield to his right. It picked off! Dre Howell, 35-30, and he runs it out of bounds at the 27-yard line. The Texans get it back! On third and seven, Osweiler sets up the screen left side to Miller across the 15 to 10. It's Fuller. He's in. Will Fuller with the catch and run to the end zone. 18 yards. They set up the receiver screen to the rookie, and the Texans are back in front.
It was one of those deals we had talked about during the week. If we got a certain look from the Bears defense, I recognized it. Play clock was running down. Fortunately, we were able to get the check in there, and Will and the offensive line and everybody else who was blocking on that play did a heck of a job. You know, my job was pretty easy. It was just getting us in the right play and flipping it out there about 6-7 yards. Those other 10 guys really did the work on that play.
Clutch formation to the right. Cutler in the gun. Here's the snap. Cutler with time. Here comes Merciless. Sack fumble. And the Texans have the ball. Whitney, second of the game. Here's the snap to Cutler. Cutler with the pocket collapsing. He goes down. Cutler sacked. John Simon blasting up the middle. Cutler in the gun. Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Here's a blitz by Boye. And Boye sacks Cutler. A.J. Boye on the corner blitz.
More chemistry. More chemistry. Guys know the ability of each other. And we just trust each other. And so we know if somebody has a job to do, we trust he's going to do his job, and we just go out there and make plays. And so that's exactly what happened.
It's huge to get a win in our home opener. In front of the crowd, was great today. Team played well all together, all three phases. Our special teams did a great job. Offense obviously put up some points. And after the first couple drives, defense settled in and played really well. So it's a great start to the season for us.
My main man, John Harris, the radio sideline reporter for the Houston Texans. Boy, they start a little bit slowly, but they finished with a flourish. That was a nice way to end things off, a nice building of momentum, so to speak, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no question. It started off a little shaky with the interception and then the subsequent drive by the Bears. But you got to give a lot of credit to where the offense bounced back. And here's the thing I like, Will, or Drew. There were a couple of times where Will Fuller dropped one early. He bounced back. Andre Howell gave up that long throw to Alshon Jeffrey. He got the interception in the second half. Guys made mistakes early, but then ended up making up for it later on.
Last thing, did you like what you saw from Watt? He was on a play count. We didn't see him out there every time. He came close on a few plays there with a sack almost. But what did you see from JJ today?
I wasn't surprised that it took till the end of the game for that to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, just sort of warming up, kind of getting going. I wasn't surprised the Bears ran at him early, which they did. But then once he sort of got into the flow of the game, then he just started reacting. And the last two drives, he ate up Bobby Massey or Charles Leonard, whoever it was, over a tackle, whichever side he lined up on, that's when he was starting to eat. And then everybody was. Then everybody was getting the quarterback, and it was fun to watch.
1-0, the Texans always say the next goal is to go 1-0 next week. So,
absolutely.
John Harris, sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
More Texans Huddle when we come back.